The college basketball season got started over the weekend across the country and in the Mountain State. In Morgantown, the Mountaineers men's basketball team is fresh off a first-round upset loss to the NCAA tournament last season to Stephen F. Austin. This season, they're picked to finish second in the Big 12 Conference preseason poll and start the season ranked 20th in the country by the Associated Press. Of the 15 players on the Mountaineers basketball roster, there are six freshmen. Head coach Bob Huggins says there is no time for the freshmen to sit around and gain experience. The Mountaineers use a system of constant movement, so they'll need to play.
We're going to play a lot of people, so they're going to play. Our two bigs are going to play. We have a 6'10 freshman and a whatever he is, 6'7", 6'8 freshman. They're going to play. I hope that we can get into other people's bench and play and make them play guys that they haven't played a lot, and just the cumulative effect of what we do wears on them.
Huggins coaches an aggressive and frantic nature for his team. The strategy is to tire the opposition and force them to play players that would normally stay on the bench. The Mountaineer women are still working on their lineup. Preseason injuries have forced the women to adjust floor positions. The Mountaineer women are picked fourth in the preseason Big 12 poll and ranked 22nd in the Associated Press preseason poll. Mike Carey is the head coach of the women's program.
What we don't have said is who's coming off the bench and in what position. You know, with all the injuries, I'm trying to get people to play several positions right now. And we're just trying to figure out which is the best combination in certain times of the game. So that's going to take a while to decide.
Both the Mountaineer men and women tipped off their seasons over the weekend. The other Division I program in the state, the Marshall Thundering Herd, saw both of its programs tip off over the weekend as well. The Marshall University men are picked to finish fourth in the preseason Conference USA poll after a surprising 17-16 record last season. Marshall head coach Dan D'Antoni says he won't guarantee wins, but he's sure they've improved since last year.
But I think we can guarantee an exciting season. Practice has shown that the ball's more fast-paced. We'll attack the basket at a faster pace. I think I can guarantee and feel confident that these kids will play together. They'll give you and Marshall, the state, Huntington, the best they have in them.
A year after making their first appearance in the Women's National Invitational Tournament, the Marshall women's team is picked 10th in Conference USA. Head coach Matt Daniel says he's put together a tough early season schedule to get the team ready for conference play later in the year.
We're at North Carolina. We're at Illinois. We go to Penn State. We have Florida A&M here, Coastal Carolina here. We've got some meat on that bone of the non-conference schedule, but I think it prepares us to learn about ourselves, and I think with our youth, it's important to learn who we are.
In the Mountain East Conference, the West Liberty men's team is picked to win the conference, and Fairmont State is picked to win on the women's side. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis.